Hello. Fred Kuhn interviews our next guest expert. And now, here's Fred.
Welcome, everybody. Workplace Strategies. Our guest today is Kathy Gamboa, VP of Market Transformation, and in that role, she has stabilized and refined a business model for 29 locations, which was a $144 million initiative impacting 75% of the company's workforce. As HR director for AT&T and TCI, Kathy led a team of 12 HR experts supporting over 1,200 employees in three states. Generation Z. Why should companies care about Gen Z? So my first question, Kathy, is what is Generation Z and why should a business owner care?
This is our latest and greatest generation. These are folks born from 1995 to 2012. And why I care as an employer is they're coming of age. This 23 million strong population coming of age or entering our workforce between 2013 and 2020. So it's important that we understand what they are looking for, what they value, and how I can best support that in the workplace. This tech-savvy, socially conscious group really wants to be able to contribute. They want to be able to support an organization. They want to feel a sense of purpose. And this is a group that there are multitaskers on steroids. I mean, they are busy engaging multiple mediums of technology while they are trying to carry on conversations, read something, watch something. It's really fun to sit and watch them interact with each other in a group. This is a fiscally conservative group. They've lived in a recession, so they really are thinking about savings. They're thinking about being economic with their purchases. And, you know, this is a group that's diversity is an expectation for them because this is how they've grown up. They want creativity, they want collaboration, they want creative problem solving, and they want critical thinking. This group is definitely a population that has some similar traits of our Gen Xers and really wants to be part of solutions.
Let's just talk for a second about technology and the impact. You keep mentioning technology. What impact is that having on this generation, and how do companies tap into that in a meaningful way to motivate these young people to give their best?
For the Gen Z, their expectation is technology. I mean, they're very savvy in terms of program usage and how to navigate and toggle between one medium to the next. But this group really appreciates in-person communication. Your millennials were more tell it to me in an email, shoot me a text message. Your Gen Z really wants in-person communication, which is very different from their predecessors. And interesting enough, they want to use technology in order to help them move something forward, be able to find out information, do research. But when it comes to telling me what I need, what I want, what I value, I would like to hear it more in person. This is a group that definitely wants to learn new skills, and technology affords them the ability to do that. And they've learned that from their formative years of education because we use technology to help assess performance of the Generation Z. And we've used this technology to identify gaps. And from those gaps, we've created remediation plans to help really target and focus how we can improve their skill set as young learners.
If they are so focused on technology, being a behavioral competency expert, I think about the other side of that and say, okay, how are their behaviors different? And how do I as an employer interpret those behaviors in the workplace? And how do they compare to the behaviors of a millennial or Gen X?
Well, you know, the Gen Z group really likes a well-defined chain of command, and they respect that. That's something that they are focused on, whereas opposed to their predecessor, the millennial, really is more of that group think, not in a bad way group think, but kind of that group effort, combined collaborative focus. Whereas you've got your Gen Z, that they really want to learn new skills. They've got a great attitude, lots of confidence, but they're very realistic about their expectations for the workforce. They know that they aren't going to walk right in and be leading that team of people. They know that they have to learn skills. They've got to put in some time. They know that they've got to really understand what the opportunities are in order to move up that chain of command.
Well, they sound like the future of the company, quite frankly.
You know, your millennials were more focused on, really, they all kind of think that they're leaders, even though they may not be in a leadership role. Your Gen Z really feels that, you know, I have to put in my time and I have to learn what I need to learn in order to be part of this chain of command. Tony Hsieh at Zappos made a huge transformation of his organization when he went to a holacracy model. And holacracy is basically eliminating kind of that manager, director role and managing in circles. And so they come up with a constitution of understanding how they will work together in a circle, how they will decide, move things forward. I mean, there's people that are still making decisions and managing people, but it's not as predominant like a chain of command workforce. This was a big shift for Zappos to make something like this happen. And it's definitely a new concept. And it's very popular with the millennial because they want that type of collaborative environment. Your Generation Z, though, is looking for more of that chain of command. And they want to have a better sense of who do I go to if I don't understand something and I need to know where that person is in the chain and how I can do that. They still want the teamwork. They want flexibility because this group is incredibly entrepreneurial and it comes from that creativity that they have. They really feel that they can create the next Facebook, the next Snapchat, which, you know, again, are all products of the millennial generation. They want to be equally contributing to what's the next new thing. And that entrepreneurial mindset that Gen Z has is part of their self-confidence, their desire to learn, their embracing of technology, their attitude, all very important things. And from an employer perspective, we need to care about that because if I'm looking to put a team together that is going to solve a problem for my workforce, I want to make sure that I've got the different generations represented, and most especially want to have somebody from Generation Z, because this is a group that really wants to solve problems and use critical thinking skills and creative problem solving. IDEO has developed design thinking really to the next level, and that's a way for Generation Z to approach problems and come up with really creative and inspiring solutions.
Let's go hire more Generation Z.
You know, I'm really excited for this group to learn more about them. The sales industry has done a lot of research because, of course, they want to see who they can market to. And where this generation is very socially conscious and they are savers, they're also very focused on brands. And so they will support a brand if somebody that they respect supports that brand. Your preceding generation, the millennials, they are not brand loyal. They go from one to the next. So from just a manufacturing and sales standpoint, they've done a lot of research in this area on this up-and-coming generation. And I'm excited to see the contributions to the workplace. I'm excited to see all of the values that they espouse and how that translates to organizations in the future.
Kathy Gamboa. Anybody interested in talking with Kathy, you have her contact information on the guest biography section of the website, and I would strongly suggest any manager out there who's got questions, give Kathy a contact, because she is a font of knowledge and information about the generational management within corporations, having done it successfully herself and moved profit and increased profits within company by managing properly. Kathy, thank you so much. This concludes our last podcast on the generational conflict management, understanding of the boomers to the Gen Z, Gen X, and whatever the next one is that's coming along. So Kathy, thank you so much for your time and your wonderful knowledge on this subject.
Thank you for visiting with us. We welcome your comments and suggestions and look forward to having you join us soon at Workplace Strategies.